Mark Christopher has had an intentional influence and impact on many people in this room. Just through this prayer breakfast alone, over 16 years, with an average of 1,200 people, you do the math, he's leaving a mark. I'm John Charles, and today it's my honor and privilege to introduce to you my good friend and brother in Christ, the next Mark on our agenda, Mark Tidwell. Mark is the area director for the Buckhead and South Cobb area of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and a former high school coach of 25 years. He coached baseball, basketball, football, softball, and won 3 state championships at the Walker School. He was called into the FCA ministry in January of 2007. Mark has a heart for coaches and the daily challenges that they face, and recognizes the incredible opportunity they have to have an impact for Christ. Mark is the loving husband of Lee. She is home with Mark today. He is the loving father to Nathan, Jessica, and Cameron, who were supposed to be with us here today, but couldn't make it because Mark's taken a turn for the worst. So obviously, unfortunately, Mark is not here today, for reasons that you will see in this video.
I'll never forget the words that I heard on March 16th of 2009. I was in a doctor's office, and he entered the room and said, "Mr. Tidwell, we have found the problem. And that problem is colon cancer. We've detected that in your body, and we need to take care of it as soon as possible." And so at that moment, really, my life as I knew it changed. 4 days later, I entered the hospital and had the cancer removed. The doctors were very positive, very favorable. They thought they got everything and that we'd just kind of move on with this being a speed bump in our lives. And 3 months later, when I came back for scans, the news wasn't so good. As our oncologist entered the room this time, we could tell by the look on her face and her body language that the news wasn't as positive as we would to hope for. She said, "Mark, I hate to tell you this, but the cancer has metastasized and now you've developed stage 4 liver cancer." A few weeks later, I entered the hospital once again and had tumors from my liver removed. And we continued to progress from that point in recovery. Unfortunately, I had some complications develop a few months later, had to go back in, have some more surgery done. And then in March of 2010, we got the next news, and that was that the cancer had come back to the liver. And so from that point, we started seeking additional input and consultations. So we flew to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. It was confirmed that the cancer was there again in the liver. The interesting thing, I guess the ironic thing in my life, was having these surgeries and being in the hospital, was that that was never part of my life. You see, I had always concentrated on my health, on my fitness. I had been a personal trainer. I've been a coach in high school for 20 years. I've been a nutritional consultant. All those pieces of my life were now really coming to an abrupt end. In the fall of 2012, as we sit and we analyze and as we look at where God's brought us, He's still giving me strength. I'm vertical every day, and I'm grateful for that. In July of 2011, as I was serving at a coach's camp in St. Simons Island, a coach walked by who had a shirt on that had a humorous saying on it. We've all maybe heard this phrase. The saying, below a picture of someone getting hit in football and it was just a crushing tackle, was, "Ooh, that's going to leave a mark." And I laughed at that. I thought, hey, that's pretty funny. But as I considered it more walking away that day, I thought, you know what, that's what we're all trying to do. We are all commissioned and we're all trying to leave a mark in the world in which we live. I'm terminal. I realize that. I've been given, if you will, a death sentence. I don't know how long I'll be on this earth, but the thing is, none of us do. And in actuality, in reality, we're all terminal. But it's also become urgent to me that each of the days, because they're precious, there are things to do. I'm surrounded by people every one of those days. What am I doing to serve them? What am I doing to help change their lives? I want to encourage you to use every day as if it were your last. So even though we're terminal, and that's a guarantee, it's also an urgency that I feel that we need to make a difference now. And that's what I want to encourage you today to do, is to make an impact, an influence, and be intentional about that while you're here on this earth and while you can.
It's a little hard watching that, knowing where he is right now. In preparing my comments for today and thinking about Mark, the words brave, strong, gracious, courageous, and even Christ-like came to mind. I thought of Daniel and even Lazarus from time to time. Ultimately, I turned to Paul's writing to Timothy, who was writing from his prison cell in Rome, knowing that he was soon to be executed. He writes, "But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time of my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only me, but also all who have longed for his appearing." Mark Tidwell is fighting the good fight. He is the eternal optimist. In fact, I keep looking at the doors back there to make sure he hasn't walked in. But he is facing the end of his life here on earth, but with the same confidence that Paul did. Will I have that same confidence? Will you have that same confidence? When Mark gave his testimony in person, and he would be doing this if he were here right now, he always wore a buttoned-up shirt. And at the end, he would start to unbutton that shirt to show his T-shirt that he had on underneath. Fortunately for you, I'm not going to do that. For those that you can't see, it says, "I'm terminal." Then he would turn around, and on the back, it says, "We all are. What's your game plan?" Mark has written a book called Leave a Mark. Imagine that. So the book and this T-shirt will be available in the lobby, and any donations will go directly to Mark and his family. Let's pray. Father, we pray for Mark and his family and give them peace, knowing that he is leaving a mark for you, Lord. Father, give us all the ability and courage to have an impact, be an influencer, and be intentional with our time here on earth. Lord, you've shown us two great examples of this morning with Mark Christopher and Mark Tidmore. God, we've seen two sobering videos this morning, but don't let us grieve. Lift us up. Let us celebrate. Let us all be inspired to leave a mark for you. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you.